Yudbeis on Yudbeis. Vayom HaShvi, Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayoyin. Atu Adhashel Otov Libe B'chamra. He didn't get happy with his wine till the seventh day. Omar Rava, Yom HaShvi, Shabbos Haya. She Yisrael Ochlin V'Sholsin, Maschilin B'Divrei Torah V'Divrei Tishbochos. Aval Ovdei Kochav, M'Sha Ochlin V'Sholsin, Ein Maschilin B'Divrei Tiflus, V'Chein B'Sudosho Shalosho Rasha. So on Shabbos, when there's an extra Kedusha in the world for Klal Yisrael, so they're opposite that, everything is Zela Umazeh. So that's when there's a greater Yetzer Hara also in the world. So when Yidden use that Kedusha of Shabbos for good things, that's when the Goyim have the most intense kind of bad things. And others say that Bayom HaShvi Ketov Lev HaMelech B'Yayin, I think the Vilna Gaon says, whenever it says HaMelech, and not HaMelech HaChashverosh, it means the Rabban Shalom. And that's what it says, Bayom HaShvi Ketov Lev HaMelech B'Yayin. On Shabbos, the Rabban Shalom's heart was good with all of the milas of Shabbos, and that's when HaChashverosh did the opposite. So what did they do? So they started, V'chein B'Sudosa Shalosa Rosha, Halalu Omri Madoyos Naos. They started arguing about which women are prettier. These said the ones from Modai, V'Halol, and Parsoyos Naos. Omri L'Machashverish, Kli Shani Mishtamish Bo Enolo Madoy V'lo Parsoy. The vessel that I use, in other words, my wife, is not from Modai and not from Paras. Ela Kazdi, she's from Bovel. V'Tzonchem Lirosa, do you want to see her? Omri L'O In, V'Vajte Aruma. Yeah, we'd like to see her, but without clothes. She was punished that they asked for that because people are paid back in kind. She used to disrobe Jewish girls and force them to work on Shabbos. So that's why on Shabbos she was called to come disrobe. Zochris Vashti Vesashira Sosa Vesashir Nigzar Aloha Aleho. Achashverosh remembered what Vashti did and what happened to her. In other words, the Midah Kedegemida, what she did, not what she did to him, but she had done previously, which in the end turned to be her own downfall. Vesashir Nigzar Aleho. Shem Sha'asa saw Kach Nigzar Aleho. Just as she did in the past to these Jewish women, that's what was done to her. Rashi? No Rashi. Michti. So the Gemara says, Vatimoin Amalka Vashi. So Vashi refused to come. Michti. Pritzus, Pritz to have you. She was a Prutza, like we said before. They both had intended to lead the party to Gilei Arayis. So why didn't she want to come? The Omar Marsh, Neim Lidvar Avera Niskavna. They both had Kavona to lead all the people there, Lidvar Avera, including the Yidden. My Tamalo Asoi, so why she didn't want to come? Om Rav Yossi Barchanin, Malami Chiporcho Botzaras. Right, because she got tzoras over her body, and she was ashamed to come, being a tzorua. The Masni Satana bo Gavriel vosel azonav. Gavriel came and made her a tail, so she was ashamed to come with a tail. And there's other medrash that says that she got a like a horn grow between her eyes. Vayiktov Rashi preached to have the prutza haisa. She was immoral woman, right? So why didn't she want to come? Malamit Shaporcha Botzaras, the Yolaf Birshalmi, Measher Nigzor Aleha. Uksi Vayeshiv Vesachovshis Mitzora, Ki Nigzor Bives Hashem. We learn it from Xerishava. Over there it says that Malahalan Sarasav, over there it describes, I forgot who, became a Mitzora. What's it called? And it says Nigzar mi beis Hashem, and over here it says Masha Nigzar Aleha, same lashon. So it's tzoras. Okay. Vayiktzov haMelech Ma'od. The king got very angry because she wouldn't come. Amai dolka bekulehai. Why so much? L'maisa, all she did is she didn't want to come. What was this? The tremendous anger. Omar Rava Sholchalei. And the Vilna Gaon points out there's two things it says. Vayiktzov haMelech Ma'od v'chamoso bo'arobo. There was an open anger, and then there was a hidden anger. So there must have been something more than just that she didn't want to come. That was the open anger. That's vayikzof hamelech ma'od. But chamaso bo'aravo, something was within him, that was something else that happened. So what happened? Omar Rava, sholcholei bar ahurayra da'aba. You are my the stable keeper of my father. Right? Da'aba Abba, my grandfather. The stable keeper of my grandfather. Likabel alfa cham reshasi v'lo rovi. He could drink 1,000 cups and not get drunk. And you can't hold your liquor. So here again is Shaila, who exactly Vashti was. Some say Vashti was the daughter of Belshazzar, of Daryovish, the daughter of Daryovish, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. So she was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. And some say that Vashti was the daughter of Belshazzar, who was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, and she was the great-granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. And either Belshazzar or Evil Merodach. Evil Merodach was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar was the grandson. Shaila was Vashti the daughter of Belshazzar or the daughter of Evil Merodach, which is the granddaughter or great-granddaughter. And some say that Evil Merodach and Belshazzar, there are different Medrashim that seem to attribute her either to Belshazzar or to Evil Merodach. There's also a Shaila, if Evil Merodach was the son of Nebuchadnezzar and the father of Belshazzar, or Evil Merodach was the son of Nebuchadnezzar and the brother of Belshazzar. If he was the brother, then Belshazzar was also a son of Nebuchadnezzar, and even if Vashti was the daughter of Belshazzar, she still was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. And some say, even though the Midrashim say she was Bas Beno, it doesn't mean Bas Beno. Well, grandchildren are always called like children. So she was really Bas Ben Beno. She was the great-granddaughter, not the granddaughter. So Machlokas and Midrashim, if she was the granddaughter or great-granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Miyad v'chamoso bo'arobo. And that, because of this, he got angry inside, not just outside for her not coming, but for what she said to him. Vayomer ha-melech l'chachomim, man chachomim, rabbonim. Who are these chachomim that the melech spoke to? The rabbonim. Yodei ha-itim, shiyodim la'ad rishonim v'lekbo ha-chadoshim. These are the people who were sat on the Sanhedrin. Omer lehu, and they made the calendar every year. Omer lehu, dainu ali, judge Vashti, what's to do with it? Omer hechi navi, whatever we do is not going to be good. Name alei the katla, lemachar, posik lechamrei, boy la minon. If we tell him to kill her, so tomorrow he'll sober up and he'll blame us for killing her. And there's a midrashim that say that's what happened to the seven people that told her to kill him, to kill her, that the next day he sobered up, he killed them all. See, that doesn't fit according to all the Midrashim, but there's a Midrash that says like that. They killed all the seven. So they knew that he'll sober up. He'll kill us for killing his wife. Neimalei shavka komezalzul malchusa. If we tell her to leave her, it's a zilzul in the malchus. We can't do that either. Right? People have tainas on us. How could we have such an affront, make such an affront to the malchus by letting her go? Amrulo, so they got out of it. Amrulo, miyom shechor beis hamikdash v'golinu me'artzeinu, nitla eitza mimenu, ve'ein anu yodim lodun din nefashas. From the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed, we no longer have counsel and advice, and we can't anymore judge, din nefashas. So don't ask us. Zil gabi Ammon and Moab. Go ask the people of Ammon and Moab. They never were exiled. Tosa says a whole thing over here, who wasn't exiled, but Moab at least wasn't exiled. Ammon may have been exiled, but Moab not. And Yastei b'duchtayu kechamra v'yosef al-durdoi. They remained in their place like wine that remained, never was shaken up, and remained on its lees. And the mesa remains good wine, wasn't shaken up. The time of Amulei, right? And they said, what's it called? Al-Durdoi v'tama. Amulei d'chsiv shanan, Amulei, shanan moab min urav, v'shoketu al-shmarav, v'hurav mikli al-kli, uv'golol o'holach, al-kein on that tama bo v'reichol o'nomer. That's what the Pasuk says. Shana and Moab, and here it only mentions Moab, so that's why Tosa says it's only Moab that wasn't Nigla, but Ammon, yes, had gone to Golas. And Moab was at peace from the time that it was young, never was poured from one kli to another, never went into Golas, and therefore they kept their tam and reyach, meaning they kept their ability to give advice. Miyad, so he called in the people from Moab. Ba'akorav elov karshin ha'sheis or admosa sarshish. Omer Ablevi, kol posuk ze al shum korbonos nemar. It means to tell me the names of the people. Why didn't it tell me the names of the people before? So as some learn. Right? And also, another say, it should have said ba'akrovim elov, not ha'korav elov. The fact that it says korov and not krovim hints to the fact that this is a hint to something more than just the names of these advisors, but the idea of korbanos, korov korbanos, alshum korbanos never. Karshina, so, and this was the malachim now, were pleading that Vashti should be killed and Esther take her place. So they said, Karshina, omru malachi ha'shoris of nechadish baruch hu, ribonoshon, klum ikrivu fanecha korim b'nei shana, kederash ikrivu yisrael fanecha. Did they bring, in other words, the goyim, right? Did they bring before you korim b'nei shana, like Klal Yisrael did? Sheisar, klum ikrivo fanecha shtei sorim, admosa klum bo lefanecha, bonu lefanecha mizbeach adoma, tarshish, klum shimshu lefanecha bebid de kohuna, dechsibu tarshish vishon veyoshve, tarshish hints to the big de kohuna, she had the stones in the choshen, meres klum mirsu bedam lefanecha, marsana klum mirsu bemenochos lefanecha, memuchan klum hechinu shulchan lefanecha. So the Malachim pleaded the case of Klal Yisrael that Vashti should be killed. Rashi. Ahuraira, Shomrei Hasusim, the stable keeper of my father, of Nebuchadnezzar, or my grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar. That's what he said, Abba, Abba, the grandfather of my grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar. Lekabel al alfa chamrashasi, kein heira kosovalov. The Pasuk of Daniel says that he could drink, what's it called, 1,000 kosos. Pasuk le, yofig yeino ma'at me'olav, right? And they said that tomorrow he'll sober up and he'll kill us. Al judaya al shmorav, on the lees. The taima omrule, the yofa omrule. They said good to him. They said to him made sense. The vade kenu, shemitosh adam shokate. A person who remains in his place and doesn't have to travel around, so his mind, his das, is settled. The safety they crawl came omad tamo bovarechol no nomer, and therefore they're able to give advice. Pasuk zal korbanus nemer va'korov elav lashon hakrovas korban. Like we said, I think the Marashah says if it would be that it was stam, the simple meaning of the pasuk should say hakrovim elav. Not hakarov elav. So it's a hint to the korbanos. Malachi Ashoris is kiluf ne'akadosh baruch hu hakorbanos shekrivu yisrael lefanav. The malachim evoked the merit of the korbanos lasos lehem the kama of Vashti in order that the rabbanim should take the kama on Vashti. The tovo Esther v'timloch takteh, and Esther should rule under instead of her. And this was preparing the refuah before the makah. Karshna klum ikriv fanecha korim b'nei shana sheisar shtei sorim meres shemirsu es adam shlo yikorish. They used to stir the blood that shouldn't become what's it called coagulated. B'shuv lo yere roi l'shrika, then you couldn't use it to be zorik the dam. Sometimes it took time in between the kabbalah and the shrika, right, like on Yom Kippur and korban pesach or whatever. So they had to stir the blood. Marsina, mirsu menachos lebolan, or they stirred the menachos to mix the oil with the flour. Memaris lushin magis. Memaris means to stir. Okay. Vayomer memuchan, tana memuchan zehaman. Memuchan was haman. Veloma nikrashmo memuchan, shemuchan lepuranios. Because he was set aside, he was ready for tsaris that ended up with him. And he also was going to bring tsaris and get tsaris. According to this Gemara, so Achashverosh didn't kill the seven people that came to him, because Memuchan was one of them. And there's Medrashim that are Chalukim, whether he actually killed those seven or not. And some say that there were two different people. There was
Memuchan. It's written Mumkan, and it's read Memuchan. And really, the Kri and the Ksiv are two different people. And there really were eight of them. And Memuchan said he wasn't one of the seven. And Mumkan was the one of them. He was Taka killed. So Memuchan was Haman. Mikan Shahed Yud Kofetz Barosh. Since they listed them in order, so he was the last one listed. He was the smallest of them, and he jumped and answered before all of them. So from here we see that usually the Hedyit, right, the commoner jumps first to answer. Or in the Medrash it says Mikansha Kof Kofetz Barosh, right? The monkey jumps first. Right? He should have waited to hear what the more important people said. Leos kol ish sorev veso, right? So they sent out an edict that every man should be the ruler in his house, and everybody should speak the language of the husband. Omar Rava, Ilmale Igros Harishonos, Lonishtar, Misonim, Shah Yisrael, Sorry, Bipalit. If it wouldn't have been for these first letters that they sent out, then there wouldn't have remained a survivor for Klal Yisrael. Amri, Mai Hai, Deshodr, Lon Lios, Kolish, Sorry, Veso, Pshita, Filu, Korcha, Vese, Parshan, Pardashchoi, Vehave. Why do you mean the king has to send out such ridiculous letters that a man should be the ruler of his house? Right? Even the most lowly person is the ruler of his house. The person's house is his castle. But the king has to tell us that. So they ignored the second letters. When the second letters came that said that they should kill the Yidden on what's it called, Shlosha Asar Ba'adar, so they ignored them. Had they not become disgusted with the letters that the king sends, and they would have taken them seriously, then they would have done what he wanted way before the 13th of Adar. They say, why wait till the 13th of Adar? Let's take care of it now. But since they ignored, they were disgusted with the first letters, they ignored the second letters. Rashi. Mikan Muchan Luperanios Omed Lios Toli. He was set aside, prepared for Puranios, that he was hung. Mikan Shahedid Kofitz Barot, Sharimana Oso Akosov Lesov. He was mentioned last. Of the seven, Alma Garua Mikulan. He was the least of all of them. Who kofas broach? And he jumped first to answer. Il Mole Igros Vishalno, Shahuzak Behen Shota Bene Umos. Right? The people considered him a fool. The first letters were ridiculous. Lonishtai Misoni Sil Sarupalit, Shoyu Mamarim Lahargon, the Mitzvah Samelech, the Igros Vainsoyos, the Lahu Mantina Liom Hamoet. In the middle letters, the last letters they sent to retract the first one, by Mordechai and Esther. The middle letters were sent by Achashverosh and Haman, that they should be ready to kill them on the 13th of Adar. So had they, what's it called, had the first letters not given them a negative look at Achashverosh's letters, they would have taken them seriously and ended up killing the Yidden way before the 13th of Adar. Amrei, why the first letters looked as ridiculous? My high the shoder lon. Omri ma umos mazesh shalach lomar lon lios kolis sorav veiso. Shaf hagar dan sorav veiso. A weaver, right? An unimportant person is in his own house is important. Pardashcha pokid v'nogid. He's a sar. He's a prince in his house. Vayafkid amelach pekidim. Omer rav. My deceive, call orum yasabadas, uksil yifrosh idelis. Right? A cunning person, a smart person, does things wisely, and a fool does things in a foolish way. Call orum yasabadas a David. David also sent out, or David's, what's it called? Naorim sent out to get a girl to come and to keep David warm, right, when he was old. Right, so David HaMelech did it in a wise way. One girl. So everybody wanted to, that their daughter should be that one girl. But a fool does things in a foolish way. Right, that they wanted to get all naros besulos. Right, so they knew that only one's going to be picked, and Achashverosh is going to live with all of them. So nobody wanted his daughter to go and be violated by Achashverosh and end up not being the queen either, and be delegated to the harem. Koman de havele barto itmaro mine. So whoever had a daughter hid her from him. Ish Yehudi hoye b'shushin abira ish yemini. So Yehudi's mashmi came from Shevet Yehuda. Yamini is mashmi came from Shevet Binyamin. My karmer, ili yechusa ka'asi liyachse va'azulad Binyamin. First of all, what's the purpose of mentioning Bichlal? If he was Ish Yehudi or Ish Yamini, right? If it's coming to tell me his yichus, so don't go back only to what's it called, Ben Kish, right? Go back to Binyamin, right? Ben Kish and all the people before Kish, back to Binyamin, if you're telling him his yichus. Elamai, Shnohani, right? Why dafka these two, Yamini and Yehudi? Tana kulam al Shmuel Nikru. They all were hints to Mordechai himself. They weren't just the names of his fathers, but within those fathers was a hint to the qualities he had. And if you went back farther, he didn't have the qualities of the people in generations before that, but he did have the qualities of the people that are mentioned. So, Ben Yair, Ben Sheher, a name shall Yisrael b'tfiloso. Mordechai was Yair, his father was Yair, but he had that power to enlighten the Jewish people through his tefillah. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshoma, Kael tfiloso, that the Rabban Shem heard his tefillahs. Ben Kish, Shehekish, Ashari, Rachlin, v'niftehulo. Kish, he banged on the doors of mercy and they were open for him. So the idea being that a person inherits qualities from his parents. So if he has those qualities, they're him. But sometimes you don't inherit things from past generations. They're not part of you. So it didn't mention ancestors that the qualities of them didn't come out in Mordechai. That's the Gemara's answer. Kori le Yehudi, alma mi Yehuda kasi. In the end, I say it does, it's miyachasim to Yehuda, he's a Yehudi. The Kori le Yamini, alma Binyamin kasi. Which was it? Was he come from Yehuda or from Binyamin? Omer of Nachlin, Mordechai muchter b'minyu musohoya. Mordechai was muchter, he had a lot of names. It's not that he was from Binyamin or Yehuda, but the names themselves, that's one shot, represent milas of Mordechai, like we'll see tomorrow, that Yehudi is not because of Yehuda, but because whoever is Kofar and Avodah Zarah is called Yehudi. So he was given names of honor, not necessarily Yichus, where he came from, but what he was. That's one shot in Muchter ben Imuso. And others say Muchter ben Imuso means that that Hitako came from two Shvatim, his mother's side and his father's side. And since Mordechai was a special person, so it mentioned the Yichus on both sides. Right? That's what Rashi says. Nara, David lo bike shall nara achas. The word went out by David, they were looking for one girl. So call Adam Hera l'shluchav is bita. Ulai take the bit, everybody show them the daughter, maybe she'll be the one. The Achashverosh concealed, Shiva l'kabish is kulan. Achashverosh asked for all of them. So nobody wanted his daughter to be violated and end up to lose the contest too. Hakol yolim shol yikach el ha'achas v'eskul an yivo. Man dahavi le'barta metamra. Muchter b'nimu sohaya v'shemos noim. He had not a nice names. Nimus shem b'loshin yovan. In Greek, nimus is a word for name. He had a lot of nice names. Others say muchter b'nimu so means, I think Rabbeinu Hananel, that Mordechai was a medaktik mitzvahs, and he was called Yehudi, like we'll see later, not because he came from Yehuda, he really came from Binyamin. But he's called Yehudi because that's the sign of a person who's kofar b'avodah zarah. Okay. Omar Rava bar Barchana, Omar Yeshua ben Levi, Aviv Binyamin v'imo mi Yehuda. And according to what we said before, that he had a lot of nice names, and that means that his yichus was given both on the father's side and the mother's side. Rabbi Barbar Chan, the name of Shuvah Levi, is just explaining what they said before, what Rab said before, right? Rabbi Nachman said that Mordechai Muchter ben Imuso. What does that mean, Muchter ben Imuso? That his mother came from Yehuda and his father from Binyamin. For Rabbanan Amre, Mishpachos Misgaros Ubezu. The Rabbanan said that the families fought with each other. Who was, what's it called, responsible for Mordechai? Mishpachas Yehuda Omeres Anogarim Dimisyalit Mordechai. The Shevet of Yehuda said, we're the cause why Mordechai exists. Why? Delokatli David L'Shimon Ben Gera. Because David could have killed Shimi Ben Gera. Mordechai came from Shimi Ben Gera. Had David killed Shimi, Mordechai never would have been born. So we're responsible. He comes from us. Right? We take credit for Mordechai. Because our ancestor, David, didn't kill Shimi ben Gera. Mishpachas Binyamin Amrim Minai Kasi. And Binyamin said, very nice, but he comes from us. So we get credit for it. Rava Amar Knesset Yisrael Amra. Le'idach Gisa. Rava says that Klal Yisrael said this, Binyamin and Yehuda, right? Yemini and Yehudi. And they said it for the opposite reason. They said it in... not as a praise of Mordechai, just the opposite. They said it as a gnai. Ru'u ma'asa li'yehudi, u'mashilin li'yemini. Look what the Yehudi did to me, right? And look what the Yemini paid me back. Ma'asa li'yehudi, d'lokat li'david l'shimi. T'isyolid mine Mordechai, d'mikni be'haman. They looked at Mordechai as causing him trouble. Mordechai didn't bow to Haman because of that. We have tzaras. And who is to blame for that? David, who didn't kill Shimi. Halavai, David should have killed Shimi ben Geru. He shouldn't have this Mordechai, the troublemaker. U'mashilim li'yemini d'lokat li'shol la'agad. D'yisyolid m'nei Haman. And the Shol HaMelech, who came from Shevet Binyamin, look what he caused us. He could have killed Agag, and we never would have had the Tzaras of Haman. He didn't kill Agag, we have Haman. And David didn't kill Shimi ben Geru, we have this other troublemaker called Mordechai. Had neither of them been around, we would be without any problems. Hamad the Mitzari Yisrael. Nari Galoshin Alhochi Garshin. Omer Rabba Barchana. Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Okay. The Lokatli David L'Shimi Shoyachayiv Misa. Shimi was Mekalel David. He was a Morid the Malchus. He should have been killed. Le'idach Gisa L'Tzak of Alo L'Sheva. Right. The first pshat said that the Shvatim themselves were fighting over who to take credit for Mordechai, and this pshat is who's to blame for Mordechai. Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, Gormer li atzar hazeh. Right? Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini caused me the tzar. One caused Mordechai and one caused Haman, and together they caused us a lot of tzaras.